Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today, I'll be sharing on, does the Lord expect us to deal with our issues? The Lord will walk through us with our issues. However, we need to be growing up in the Lord, renewing our minds and getting our souls saved by receiving the Word of God. James 1:21 reads, "Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul." Now, let's have a brief look at someone in the Bible. Moses was mightily used of God. However, Moses had an anger problem, as we are going to see in Scripture. Firstly, Moses killed an Egyptian. This account can be found in Exodus 2, verse 11 to 12. The reason Moses killed the Egyptian, not telling off, not even beat him, but killed him, was because the Hebrew was beating an Egyptian. Does that warrant the Hebrew person to be killed? That response speaks for itself. With his walk with the Lord, we can assume his anger must have grown milder and milder. However, we still can see manifestations of anger in the life of Moses. When Moses was in the mount with the Lord for 40 days for the first time, the Lord had already told Moses that the people had made themselves idols, and Moses had prayed for them, and he had asked the Lord to forgive them. This was all before Moses came down the mount. Exodus 32 verses 7 to 12, and I'll read a few of the verses. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go get thee down, for thy people, which thou brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way, which I commanded them, and they have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed unto it, saying, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is stiff-necked. And Moses besought the Lord his God, and said, Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people." So we can see that this happened before Moses came down from the mount. Now let's look at a few more verses. Exodus 32 verses 15, 17, and then I'll read 17 to 19. Verse 15, "And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other side were they written." Verse 17, "And when Joshua heard the noise of the people, as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There's a noise of war in the camp. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry of being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand and broke them beneath the mount." So after the Lord had told Moses, and he had even prayed for the people, why did he break the tables in anger? It shows that Moses had an anger problem. The worshipping of the idol did not take him by surprise, as the Lord had already briefed him on the mount. Yes, Moses was a great man of God that kept praying and interceding for the people and led the people out of Egypt. However, we don't have evidence that Moses dealt fully with his anger. It was because of his anger that Moses did not enter the promised land. He got angry with the people and disobeyed the Lord. "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" Numbers 20, verse 8 to 11, and I read, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt have give the congregation water to drink and their beasts. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Now hear ye rebels, must we fetch ye water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Disobedience is unbelief. The phrase, "Now, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch ye water out of this rock," sounds like a phrase, sounds like a sentence from an angry person. It also looks like Moses did not take personal responsibility for his anger. Everywhere you see Moses speak to the people about why he was not going to enter the promised land, he kept saying, "The Lord was angry with me for your sake." Deuteronomy 1:37, Deuteronomy 3:26, Deuteronomy 4:21. Moses did not take personal responsibility. And I'll just read a few phrases from those scriptures that I've just quoted now. Deuteronomy 1:37. Also, the Lord was angry with me for your sake. Deuteronomy 4:21. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes. Deuteronomy 26. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes. For Moses to say, "The Lord was angry with me for your sake," shows that it was the people that provoked Moses and caused him to be angry, and he eventually disobeyed the Lord. We can also see that Moses did not take personal responsibility for it. Otherwise, he would not keep saying, "The Lord was angry with me for your sakes." For us to change, we need to take personal responsibility. We need to be honest with ourselves and take personal responsibility and stop blaming other people. If someone keeps annoying you over a period of time, or something keeps annoying you, you might want to examine yourself and ask, what is triggering this response? And before we start throwing stones at Moses, we all have areas in our lives where we do need to change and grow up. Moses was a great man of God and described as the meekest man that lived on the earth. Very humble. Numbers 12:3. We have an added advantage. We have Christ living in us. We have the fruit of the Spirit which Moses did not have. We must remember that being conformed to the image of Christ is everyone's yardstick. Romans 8:29. This means whatever adjustments that need to be made can be made if we are willing to change. The law will not tell us to do what we cannot do. Under the New Testament, we mortify the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit. Romans 8:13. So, what does your own little fox look like? We have the Word of God. We have the precious Holy Spirit living in us. We have the grace of God and the throne of grace to approach boldly to ask for grace in time of need. Character is very important, and we all have what it takes to represent the Lord well. In conclusion, yes, the Lord will walk through us with our issues. However, we need to be growing up and yielding to the correction and yielding to correction by the help of the Holy Spirit. Whatever area that needs a bit more taming, we must remember that by the grace of the Lord and by the help of the greater one that lives in us, we have what it takes. We have what it takes to represent the Lord well and to finish our race well. Thanks for listening.